Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Mike, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm good. What's going
good
on with
morning.
You?
Oh, not a lot, man.
That's like me. I'm getting in that mode to go back. Getting that groove.
Boy.
I don't know. I kind of overbooked myself in May now. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but. Everybody's wanting to come trout fishing.
They'll all do it all at one time.
Yeah. Well, May's our big month. They're catching G right now. It's just been weather related. And here we got another one coming this weekend.
Yeah.
Now they're dealing with fog.
Well, they're getting farther between anyway.
Yeah, they are. For sure. The only thing I know, they're catching a few trout and this week, and redfish is pretty steady, I think. But they're fighting the fog this week, too, though. And I knew that. That was another thing that you talked about. You know,
what causes all that fog? The river water temperature versus the air temperature?
You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like here. I'm surprised it hasn't been foggy here. Boy, it's been so muggy every day here. But I guess our water temperatures are starting
to we've been above 70 for a while. Usually if that water's in the 50s or low 60s, and then we get this warmer weather, then all that fog messes us up, but usually by the end of February, early March, we're out of that.
Yeah. I did hear them catfish went off on Livingston.
Did they?
I
saw a lot of pictures on catfish from Livingston this week.
Yeah. I talked to a boy and he went up there and checked them, and he said it was on like Donkey Kong. He said they was up on top. It looked like mullet he set up on top of them.
Really? Eating shad?
Yeah. I've seen that on I've seen it on Livingston. I've never seen it on Tommy, but I've seen it on Livingston when they do that. And it's crazy.
Is the limit still 50 on Livingston on catfish?
No, Mickey, I think it's 25.
Did they finally change that? It used to be 50 and everybody else was 25.
Yeah, I think it's been changed for a while. And I think that 50 was on. I guess it'd be on Channels and Blues is when it was.
Yeah, mix.
It definitely wasn't on. Yeah, it definitely wasn't on Ops. So, Yellow Kid. That's something you don't see much of anymore. Nobody's posting any pictures of any big Ops. I seen one the other day, and it wasn't a very big one. But I don't know if people fool with them or what anymore. Back in the day, we caught a lot of them. Small bales, if you catch them.
Well, here it is. I just looked it up. It says for portions of the lake in Polk County, San Jacinto, Trinity, and Walker counties, the daily bag and possession limit for blue and channel catfish is 50.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't change it. It's still 50.
That is crazy.
According to this post right here.
12-inch?
Yes.
That's wild. That tells you how good that fishery is.
Yeah. But it said, here's a question on there. Is it safe to eat catfish from Lake Livingston? The state recommends women of childbearing age and kids under 12 not eat any catfish or freshwater drum or smallmouth buffalo caught in Livingston due to toxins.
Never heard that on Livingston.
Yeah, I have in the past, but I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Where the toxics would be coming
from.
Here's
one from Channel 39 in Houston said, warning, fish in Lake Livingston could be deadly.
Man, there's always something up, huh? I saw where they shot at Trump yesterday.
What's that?
I saw it was something posted up yesterday on social media where they were shooting at Trump yesterday when he came out of the courtroom.
Shooting at him?
Yeah. Somebody was trying to assassinate him. That's BS. Something.
Yeah, that's on social media. I'd have got that on my phone or something.
You would have thought. Well, who knows?
Social media
who
garbage, knows? Man.
Yeah, well, who knows? With our media, they might not even post nothing up about it. I mean, they can talk about killing him and get away with it. You know, I mean, that's just like an old gal on the View. You know, talking about, I hope he gets killed or whatever she said.
Oh,
you know,
people,
they don't do nothing about
man.
It. Yeah.
They don't have
said
enough
something
to do
about
in their
Biden.
Lives.
Yeah.
The record catfish on Livingston's 114 pounds.
Blue cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the op?
It didn't say.
Didn't.
I'm sure it's going to be more than that, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. The channel cat, back in the day, it was 27, 30 pounder or something.
Per channel?
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a channel. That's a big channel cat.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think one of them, when they had them catfish tournaments, it was caught during it.
Really?
Well,
that's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, back in the day when that you know some Dearman about it too. I mean, back in the day when they was having all them big catfish tournaments, and I'm talking about boys coming from all over the country.
Right.
But when them boys from Mississippi, Tennessee, Kentucky, and like that show up, and they'd call ahead of time because, you know, we got it out of Galloway's. They'd call and have Galloway's or goldfish. And have goldfish on.
My father-in-law used to use goldfish a lot, especially for channels. And he would use live brim for ops.
Yeah, and ops, yeah. Yeah. Anything on them brim. You know, and I don't know if it's even legal on brim now. Because isn't brim a game fish now?
I don't think so. There's no limit or anything or restrictions on them.
Okay. Well, him brim was my daddy. Well, my daddy's favorite was mullet. He'd go down there. He had a brother-in-law there out of Highlands.
got him hooked on it. And they go down there on that road going to the ferry, from Highlands to the ferry, and throw a calf net on them finger mullet. And they'd come back and they'd cut them in half and they'd salt them up and they'd put them in containers and freeze them.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, that cut mullet was, that was my daddy's favorite, was cut mullet. And, you know, springtime crawfish. We seen so many bar ditches, it was unreal for crawfish. And they wanted them white crawfish. They didn't want them the ones like we eat. They wanted them old white ones that were soft.
Right.
But, no, them boys showed up there. I know I saw a 27-pound channel cat weighed in at one of them catfish tournaments mm-hmm. when they was having them. And how them boys could show up and do what they done just blew my mind. And most all of them fished in flats. And they might be on the edge of the river. Yeah, but mm-hmm. they'd be up on them flats off that river. But just like old Harold's Catfish, which is still in business. And that place there in Shepherd's still in business. Matter of fact, I got a cousin who lives in Shepherd. And he stops in there and he says, you don't get there before 11 o'clock, he's sold out.
Really?
Yep. That's that big business. But Harold, I think Harold's now, and he's, you know, so much supplying restaurants and everything else. But, man, back in the day, he had a big old, I don't know, his 18, 20-foot, one of them extra-wide aluminum boats, mm-hmm. and you'd see him coming in. And, I mean, they was piled up to the gunnel. Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, what's that little old town up there by Woodville? We used to go there and buy those fresh catfish. You'd pull them out of the tank, fillet them out for us.
That's how that place is in Shepherd.
What was the name of that place?
Cozumel?
Yeah. Comusneal. Yeah. Comusneal. Yeah, that place is closed now the last time I went through there. But, man, her and her husband, boy, that was as good a catfish as you could eat, just fresh out of the tank, and they'd fillet them out for you. I just called, my brother would call in and order how many pounds we wanted for a big catfish fry at his place, and we'd go pick them up. Man, they were delicious.
Well, that's like at Goodridge, you know, Hughes Catfish Restaurant, mm-hmm. which he started at the dam. Him and his wife and them kids, all them kids was redheaded. They run that store there on the, be on the north side of, back in the day, you know, that was a big operation there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just had so much problem with that ramp there, they finally closed that thing. But, anyhow, then, you know, he wound up opening that restaurant in Goodridge, and that thing was there forever. And that was one of them all-you-could-eat places.
Right.
Well, there's not, the only one I know left is the one on Conroe. It's still open. And it's been there forever, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, now, back in the day, them boys that were serious on them catchers, they'd catch them.
Oh.
It was so funny. Deerman had two different trolling motors that would shock catfish. You talk to him about it, you ask him.
It'd shock him.
Absolutely. Me and him was fishing together. We had a little company group. And he had a brand new boat. I'm trying to remember what them trolling motors were.
Well,
didn't Everroot have a?
I think they had some. Yeah, the remote control. I mean, not remote, but they had the foot operated ones for the bass boats and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it might have been them Everroots. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I know it wasn't a
motor guide or Minn Kota.
Motor guide, no.
Yeah.
You know, Minn Kota didn't come along till later on, but I'm telling you, you had to be in certain depth of water. We fish an edge at rivers summertime, fishing them log jam stuff on that river. And I was kind of behind him. And the customer said, "Captain, you got a sick catfish or something here. He's up on top of that water." And I got to looking. And I knew about electricity and catfish. And my daddy was addicted to that. And I got to look at my endearment boat, and there was catfish floating all around it. I didn't say nothing.
He was shocked. His trolling motor was shocking him up.
Yeah, and it was crazy.
Oh,
and he
man.
Had two of them. Two of them in a row that he had that done that. And they couldn't, ain't nobody ever figured out why.
Well, that'll keep you off of fish.
Whew. You think?
All right, well, Mike, I got to run, buddy.
Well, time flies, don't it?
It does. Somebody wants to give you a call. How do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. And I ain't got no May left, but I got plenty of summertime dates. So we'll come get some in Venice. Come get it.
Good deal. All right, buddy.
All right, bud.
Well, you have a good day, Mike. Good talking to you. See you, man.
You too. Later.
All right. Well, you know, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune into the Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 on Bally Sports Southwest, or you can find it on Space City Sports. This show will give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider breaks down the state into six regions, three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and three saltwater for the guys who want to go catch trout and redfish inshore, are tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my friend Captain Rick Murphy to know what's hot and what's not. That's every Thursday night at 10:30, Fridays at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest or Space City Sports. Check it out.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg. James, good morning. How you doing, man?
What's up, Mick?
What's up?
Heading to the grounds. Yeah, I see it, man. This has been pretty good, man. It's been a, not a bad week at all. Weather's been decent. Weather's kind of the same now. Monday, it got kind of real windy Monday.
Yeah.
And Tuesday today, it was supposed to be real windy. It started out like that, and when the sun come up, man, it started getting right, and then it kind of got right the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, it was calm just a little bit in the morning time, and then it smoked. But the bites in the morning, man, you know, tell my guys, look, by about 9 o'clock, you're going to get a lot of casting practice. And we go look at some other stuff, but, you know, fishing was really good. The fish bit everywhere yesterday. Kenny crushed them. I crushed them. I talked to this old man I know, and he was fishing way away from us. And he did really well, you know, and some good fish. Yesterday, I think we caught 30, and Kenny had just like one guy, and they caught 20. And we had about a full-pound fish, but a lot of, you know, we're not keeping nothing. A lot of fish you couldn't keep now because of that, you know, that 20-inch deal or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tuesday, we caught 1-7. So I places got some big fish. I mean, that was the biggest one we've caught because I weighed one. I didn't have no boga or no phone or none of that garbage. But, you know, we weighed one between 6 and 6.25 the other day. And this fish for sure was a pound heavier, for sure. And I actually caught it. I couldn't even get both hands around him. The biggest fish I've caught in a long time, actually. And, but yesterday it bit really good. We caught a lot of fish. I mean, by 9 o'clock we had caught 30, nice fish, but just fish. But buddy, when it fades, it goes down.
Yeah,
it goes to nothing. We caught 2 flounders, nice flounders after that. But where this old man was fishing was a place I went and checked. And we got 0 bites. The day before, I went in there, and it was real terrible conditions, muddy and nasty, and I caught one. I said, man, there's got to be a bunch of them here. But we didn't catch none. But he was in there, like, when the fish were biting, like in the morning time, and he caught some real nice fish. So, you know, he likes to keep his fish. But he said he had a hard time getting 3 fish he could keep, that, you know, because they were too big. So... But they're eating on that outgoing, man. When that tide swings around and comes in, when you think it should be right, it's over with. We fished till 3 o'clock yesterday. And I don't think we caught a trout. I'm pretty sure after about 9:15.
Right.
I don't think we caught another fish, and it's been that way all week. And then Tuesday, we had like a 2-boat deal with some kind of inexperienced guys, good dudes, you know, kind of had to show them the drill, blah, 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 blah. And they walked away from that fish. I put them somewhere, and next thing I know, they're wandering around. I said, man, I told you I'll stay right there anyway. We caught, you know, 13 or 14 fish. If you'd had guys on point like yesterday, I had, you know, guys that fished yesterday, you'd have caught 30 or 40. Same deal yesterday. We walked through a bunch of fish trying to get to where we were going. We're getting bites on top of us, man. Just keep walking. This ain't where we want to be. So, man, we're getting them bites. So, yeah, but just keep going, man. This ain't what we want to do. So, all in all, it's been good. Kenny went totally off the wall from what we've been doing, and they caught them really good. I think they caught a bunch of fish on hot rods. But our deal is, you know, Mickey, you get them on the top water or you can find them on the top water. And you put a jig on and catch them. And I've pretty much been using that Laguna shrimp, that little PV, a little bitty head. Hey, that fish that I caught, Mickey, I saw him. I missed that fish on the top water, and I saw him. My guys have been stomping around in there for, like, I don't know how long. They caught some. I mean, these guys are kind of inexperienced, dude. They were going to have a hard time if the birds were working. But anyway, I mean, great guys. They don't do it, man. They don't do it a lot. But, and they end up catching – everybody caught some fish, but you know what I'm saying? They ain't on point. So I go back in there because I know what's there. And I missed that fish on the top water, and I saw him. I saw the back of him. I said, man, that was a pretty good one. And I instantly took that top water off, put a jig on. I threw right back to him, nothing. I said, man, I'm going to make one more cast to him. Went one more cast to him and caught him. Now, I ain't going to sit there and tell you 100% it was the same fish, but I saw the fish that hit my lure, and it was
– Yeah.
It wasn't no 20-inch fish. It was a, right. It was a nice fish. So that's kind of what we're doing, man. You can find them on top water. Hey, I've had so many bites on top waters, Mickey. You know, hey, yesterday I could maybe 20 bites. I'm talking about bites, not from the same fish, 20 different fish.
Yeah.
And I think I caught two on a top water. But you can sure find them, and you can put that jig on them. If you get it dialed in, you can catch them, you know. But and where I'm fishing, I'll take a hard bait, put on there a hot rod or a mirror lure or a seven or whatever. You just don't get bites. You don't get them on the top water, get them on the jig. My guy said, what about this? What about that? Man, you throw all that stuff. I've done it, but they ain't eating it. You know, not where I'm fishing anyway.
How many times have you heard that? What about this? Or what do you think, Captain? What do you think?
I'll tell you, here's what I think.
What about? What about?
Hey, here's what I think. Whatever I got on the end of my line, you need to put it on there because I don't need any practice doing this. If I throw something out there, I think something's going to get it.
Yeah, you're going to throw what you've been catching them on, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, but we always go through the gauntlet and give it a try, you know. But
sure.
You got to, you know, after about 10 casts, when you're in fish and you don't get nothing, I just think they ain't hitting this, you know. Usually if you switch up something to try to make what you're catching bite, you know yourself, you're going to catch one within two or three casts or get a sniff or something, you know.
Right.
That's like that dude put that mirror minnow thing on the other day, and he fires it out there, and like, I don't know what it is. He tells me it's a mirror knife. I see it hit the water.
It's that long, skinny one, that mirror minnow.
Oh, I loaded up on them, dude, and I ain't caught nothing. Hey, my second cast.
I've got some, and I've caught a few fish on them, but not like you can do with something else.
Well, that's what I think, but I got one. And so I fired out there my second cast. This is the same place, same really conditions, tide low. I said, I'm getting my mirror man out. Watch this. Second cast, I hook one. I said, see, this is it. Hey, I threw the scales off that thing, and I had another bite.
Oh, boy.
But it's the wrong color. He had a 704, and this is just like a 21. It's a black bag.
Yeah, he had
scales.
That Texas chicken.
Exactly. Hey, that guy looked at that guy's face when he twisted that lure off the end of that rod tip, threw it to the North Shore line. He was sad. I said, well, you're done catching him on that one.
Boy, how many times we seen that guys, the way they cast, rear back, and the wind's blowing at their back hard like it always is this time of year, they wrap that tip and send them sailing.
It's always a braided line, dude. Always a braided line. And they pop it off at the leader. Like, man, I'm sorry, dude. Actually, I was sad for just a second, but that guy was fixing to put a hurting on me. I saw the writing on the wall. I said, man, this ain't good. But that's good because he's a customer. And I looked in his old eyes. He threw that lure off. It's like you took your dog's food away from him while he was chomping.
Slapped him in the face with a cold flounder.
Cold flounder.
Riding over.
Yeah, right. For sure. But no, Mickey, for April, it's been one of the best Aprils in a while. I mean, it ain't, you know.
Sharks.
Oh, well, I got a shark. Hey, the sharks are here, just in case.
Well, yeah. Hey, well, the gaff top are here. They're all coming. Hey, it's been above 70 for a while now. They're here.
Hey, here's what happened yesterday. I wasn't going to say that. Keith said to say something. So, we're in, like, hip-deep water, and I ain't fishing by the pass. Now, I'm fishing in a bay.
Yeah.
And I tell you who it was, Craig Keeper. And me and Brian, I'm picking Brian up, and I see all this white water in front of Craig. Big white water. I said, well, he's done hooked a jackfish. And then I see the white water again, like, way in front of him. And then I see him just walking back to the boat, and I said, well, he hooked a jackfish and took all his line. Dude. He had about a 3-pound trout, not 3 pounds or whatever it was. He could keep it, so it was 20 inches.
Right.
And he had hooked him in the gill on like this thumping mullet thing that he throws. It's kind of bleeding. And he saw that shark coming, and he got set up for it. And that shark hit them fish, Mickey, and it took everything. It took the stringer away from him. This ain't no baby. This is like a real one. And I saw the whole thing. The reason he's walking back, he says, I'm done. I got no stringer. I got no fish. But he saw that shark. He said it was just big. Hey, Mickey, he blew a hole in the water. He was so happy. He ate the carp, the stringer, the fish. He ate everything. Gone.
That's a good one. That's a big
one. So get this. We moved like 10 miles, and we got two flounders. Hey, and Brian's got a six-footer. He's holding his flounder up in the air at a six-foot black tip trying to eat his flounders.
Oh, boy.
Hey, two different spots. So,
not good.
If you're keeping fish, keep them on a long leash, all I can tell them.
You need to get you a fish hotel, man.
All them things are stupid. Them fish motels kill more fish than... Hey, a guy gave me his fish out of a fish motel.
There wasn't a bit of slime left on them.
No slime and no scales. His old fins are all bruised up. They look horrible. I said, man, this
Craig,
is a
Craig doesn't
idea.
Use a donut anymore. I remember he was wading fishers with me, and we were catching some big ones. And,
well, that's because those sharks were getting y'all, wasn't they?
Yeah, and he slid a big old 9-pounder personal best in that fish, you know, that donut, and he catches another one, and he was going to get that big one mounted. Well, he opened his drawstring on the top of it and dropped that 4-pounder in there, and that 9-pounder tail walked out of there and swam off. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Well, there's the answer to your question.
That was 30 years ago or better.
Yeah, that's why you don't use a donut no more. Oh, your ears should have been burning. We were talking about you yesterday. But that shark, and I was a long way away from him, and I saw this whole thing go down, and it was just surreal. I thought, okay, if it's a jackfish, it's a really big one. But that's what I thought it was. I ain't thinking the shark. You know, we're like hip deep water, which don't mean nothing. Hey, that shark trying to get Brian, Mickey was in knee deep water.
That's crazy. I was fishing the Sealy tournament that hourly thing he used to throw here, and I had three big ones on my stringer, and I was going to leave early and head to Galveston to weigh them in and try to win 3 hours with them. And I had a bull chase me all the way back to the boat while I'm holding them fish up in the air, wanting those fish. He's following me like a puppy dog. His head was a foot and a half wide. He could have bit my leg off. He was one of those trout, boy.
Well, I told me and Bryson, hey, Craig, why don't you just pick your stringer up? He said, hey, man, I just got a new knee put in, and I don't want the shark to eat my new knee off. He said, he can have them, man. He can have them.
Boy, he'd be peg-legging it.
I can see you walk around holding them fish up, fighting that shark. That's some money right there. That thing
yeah, it
was.
I had a good payday the other day. I think that first day I won about 12.5 with those three fish.
Yeah, hey, what if that old shark would have ate half of them? You'd been sad.
I'd have been crying. That'd been it.
Ain't that the truth?
And I'm looking at a picture hanging up here in my studio of Craig Kiefer and Steve Bledsoe. We're at the old double bow ramp. Remember when it was out of shell?
And, yeah.
They're standing in the ramp holding these fish up, and they're all from above their waist to past their knees, stringers up. Big old trout.
He's still talking.
That was
about
just
that
every. That was everyday fishing over there.
Yeah. Yeah, Bledsoe don't go no more. I think he got bad knees. And Craig's one of the few of that crowd that is still going anymore. They all don't go no more.
Hell, I feel their pain. I feel it every day.
You're good. Oh, I do too. I me and Ivory Probst, we're good friends, man.
That's
it. Eat your 4-5 a.m. and keep fishing. For April, Mickey, I'd say I'd rate it is pretty good, man. And they're not just in one place. I mean there's fish. I mean, if you fish and it looks like something's there, it's decent. Yeah. Now the timing's important. You know how it is.
Oh,
this time of
that's
year.
Always been a factor. Always.
Yeah, when they bite, they bite, and when they fade, they fade. And that's the problem. Like me yesterday, I'm going looking around for fish, new fish, when there ain't nothing biting. That's kind of stupid. You know, I told Craig yesterday, I said, man, there ain't nothing biting. But, you know, I just go try to maybe get some bites or catch one or two when it's terrible. maybe you can come back. When
yeah,
it's good.
We've been playing that game for years, man. It's just got to hit it right. Timing's
deal,
everything.
Buddy.
Like Blaine
said, a lot of nice fish too. A lot of real nice, you know. Now I can say up to 7 pounds, you know, but some, you know, fair amount of sixes and fives.
Millions of them.
Well, I don't know about millions.
Fryer mooding them. Millions of them, baby.
No, man, I can't fryer mood you, but it's it's a lot. At least you got something to throw at, man. You got a shot.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
I like that.
All right, anyway, buddy. Well, I got a roll. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number, James.
All right, buddy. Hey, how about Scotty? Is that for real or what? Unbelievable.
That's for real. That was awesome. Pretty
he's
awesome.
Just, like you said, he's so good, you take it for granted. It's real.
That's right. And he's pure class. What a role model for kids coming up.
100%. Hey, the whole golf world is taking note of that now, too.
Well, they better.
Hey, better. All right, man. 409-771-7306.
All right, Plog. Y'all have a good day. Right, catch them up. See you, man.
Holla at you, buddy.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display at the store. You can check them out firsthand, all their different size bottles, plus their regulators and diffusers. They refill your bottles right there at the store. And while you're there, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp and bay shrimp. Whatever size you're looking for, they've got great availability and great prices. And their Cajun Grill next door, they do a really fine job. Good seafood at affordable prices. And if you're wanting to reserve crawfish or whatever for a boil, just go to boydsonestop.com or you can call them at 409-945-4001. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading."
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 541 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run back to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Michael Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, man. Checking out the weather for the next couple of days, see what we're going to be dealing with out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks pretty much the same till probably Sunday. I think northeast winds get another little front slide through here. So here we go again.
Man, I see that. I guess Sunday, sometime in the early morning, around like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., looks like that wind shifts big time. But kind of same story for the next couple of days at least.
Yeah.
Blowing. Looks like we might get a couple of little windows where the wind dies down and we're able to get out there and do something real fun. But, man, what's going on in your world, brother?
Not a lot. Not anything to write home about yet. Anyway, you know, going through emotions.
That's good, man.
All them nice gaffies and sharks are moving up into the bays.
Golly.
Coming to see everybody.
Yep. Yep. Times are changing, baby. Times are changing.
Yes.
The season is happening. Man, me and the wife, we are moving to Galveston, which is great. We've been off the island for a couple of years now, and man, we could not be more excited. We've found a place on the west end, and it's crazy, man. My earliest memories I grew up in Angleton, and we used to, you know, me and my dad, shoot, when I'm 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, hop in the car and drive down to Jamaica Beach area. And right there at that water tower that's kind of runs right there around Jamaica Beach, we would hang a right at one of those beach accesses. And, man, we'd be listening to you on the outdoor show and getting ready to go wade fishing. And it's crazy, man. We've got a house down there. We finally got it under contract and locked in. It's like 2 minutes away from there, so it's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. So anyway, we've been packing up here and moving stuff over there, which has been a lot of fun. And it's got a little bit of some land, and man, it's just I'm just so excited to get over there and be about 10 minutes away from Bayside instead of 30, you know? So that'll be huge for me in the summertime, being so close. And,
yeah, it will.
You know, shoot, man. Storm rolls in, being able to roll over there, check everything out in 10 minutes versus, you know, having to be in the car for an hour to get there and back, you know, both ways. So we're excited to make the move.
Yeah, nobody loves living on the island. I mean, that's a great place to live until hurricane season, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Then things get a little dicey, or can get dicey.
They sure can.
But that's anywhere. You can run away from it and go on into Texas, and then a tornado can get you off the hurricane. Yeah. So, hey, it's
nobody's safe, right?
Nobody's safe. Hey, just duck. Ride it out.
Shoot, man. Just enjoy living where you want for
you got that right.
Crazy man, this house, it was built actually it was crazy. It's some kind of friends of ours, or real friends of my wife's, and man, they built this house like 30 years ago, so it's been through, you know, and it's up on stilts and everything. It's kind of like a beach house or whatever, but it's actually on cinder, like big old blocks and stuff, crazy way up in there. But anyway, man, it's been there through all the crazy hurricanes and all the crazy storms and no issues. And so, man, made it through last 30 years on the island. So hopefully she's got an extra 30 years in her, you know?
Oh, yeah. It'd be fine.
Shoot. Man, right there by the beach, man, it's like a mile away. I'm thinking, golly, my day's off. I'm being waiting.
There's nothing like West End living down there. I spent every summer down there when I was a kid. You know, I just pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Pretty cool life.
I'm excited,
rough,
man.
Fish the bay, and if the everything's calm, fish to serve.
You got there you go.
Variables.
There you go. Made you got to watch out for snakes out there.
Well, that's true. We had
some snake issues out there.
And rattlers. I remember the biggest one we ever killed. My dad ran over it with a lawnmower.
Golly.
With a push mower under a mimosa tree. Every Sunday we'd leave and get ready to come back to Baytown. We'd always mow and clean up around there and then head back. And he yelled at me to run up in the cabin and get that 410 off the wall. And I put one shell in it. And it almost hit him when he mowed by that tree. It struck at him. And I guess
golly.
He was nervous. He missed it. I only brought one shell, and he was so mad. He just took the lawnmower and run it up on there. On top of that big old snake coiled up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, man.
People don't realize there's a lot of rattlesnakes on that island. That's
Yeah, especially on the West End.
Yeah, the West End has them. Well, Bolivar's got them, too. You're not
safe
either. Those sand dunes, you know, people go walking around back in them dunes. No, I don't recommend that. Stay out
there. Mm-mm. You're in their world, buddy.
Yes.
You're in their world and start walking around up in there.
Exactly. All right, Sharky. I got a roll, man. If somebody wants to meet
right,
you and book you guys and come down and have a really good time, how they get a hold of you, brother?
Man, come on with it. We're excited. The new species are rolling in by the day. So, man, we'd love to have you guys. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Today we are fixing to post our open boat availability for the next couple days. So if you're interested in hopping on, taking a spot, getting boat up on some fish at a fraction of the cost versus booking a private trip, man, hit us up on Facebook or website, man. We'd love to get you guys taken care of.
All right, Sharky. Have a good day.
All right, son.
Good luck with your new house, man.
Thank you, brother.
Later, dog.
Talk to you soon, man.
All right, now let's go to Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Good morning, Randy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Captain Mick. Looks like it's going to be a decent day today. Wind ain't your friend, you know. The wind is your friend.
A lot of people say that. It sounds good. Let the wind be your friend, but hey, it's guess what it is.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, bass fishing been real good, you know, numbers wise. There's a few big ones being caught, but they're all up on the banks. Little shad spawns going on, and
right.
Especially the first hour or so in the morning, you just get up there and catch them on about anything you want. But, you know, a lot of pound and a half to 2.5 pound fish up there. But,
right.
You know, it's fun. It's fun anyway.
Yes.
Is that, I don't know what's going on with the crappie. I tell you, they're starting to get out there. But, this, you know, the lake was down so much and then, come up and then they pulled it back down. Now it's come back up some. It's about 5 foot down now. And the water temperature up here, Mickey, I don't understand this. It's, you know, 65, 68.
I guess from all that cool runoff, because, you know,
Rayburn
and Galveston Bay are about the same, you know, all year round.
It should be in, you know, mid 70s, I would think.
Yeah, that's what we are here, you know.
It is strange. You know, we had them few 40-degree nights and then pulling that water. I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't understand it sometimes.
I know. Cool currents from the river and the runoff and, you know, pulling it down. And those cooler nights. See, we didn't get those real cool nights like that, and that kept ours up. So.
And then we had all that rain. You know, we had, you know, 10 inches or so of rain here.
Boy, y'all got smoked, man. That was a lot of water. A lot of water.
Yeah. And it brought the lake. Lake's about 5 foot down now. You know, it was a little over 7, and it jumped back up. But the big bass splash starts up here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. It's time to.
I don't know. I think
time to
Bob
run
will
and
have,
duck for cover.
I think Bob will have more people than what I expected, more than what they've ever had. That'd be.
Well, I heard earlier Bill Watkins in the 4 o'clock hour told me that so far he's up to 8,100, over 8,100 entries.
Wow. I figured, you know, he'd have 7,000, but I didn't know he'd done got to that high.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Yep.
Well, they put all them boats in this weekend. That lake will come up a foot.
Hey. Well, it might come up a little more than a foot.
That's a lot, man. Oh,
it will be dangerous out there. Just everybody needs to be careful and have a little respect, you know.
Yeah. Good
a lot
luck
of these
with
people
that.
In it. Yeah, a lot of these people anymore, they forgot what that is. They were raised at a different time, Biggie.
Yes, it's not like it used to be, by no means. Oh, well. All right, well. I thought I'd check in, see what was up. Somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing with you, Randy. Give them a number, my friend.
Hey, it's 936-328-0864. Have a good one there, Captain Mick.
We're going to do it, brother. Thanks, Randy. See you next week. Later. All right. That's Randy Dierman on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.